Today may feel like Black Friday, but it's not. This year, there are only 26 days between Black Friday and Christmas, the shortest span in 5 years. Anticipating the shortened holiday shopping calendar, marketers launch Black Friday deals more than a week before the mark, and consumers responded enthusiastically. Still ahead is Thanksgiving, the actual Black Friday Friday, followed by Sofa Sunday so you can line up online deals for a Cyber Monday splurge. Shoppers have 5 fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas to fill their carts, leading many to an early start. According to Gartner Market Research, 32% of U.S. shoppers began their holiday shopping between July and September. The trend to promote early holiday cheer once centered on December, then it moved up to November. This year, major retailers blended their fall and holiday campaigns to encourage consumers to check off their gift lists in October. Amazon Prime Big Deal Days were October 8th to 9th, returning to a pattern established in 2022. Sales totals were not disclosed, but Amazon reported a record number of purchases made this year's two-day sale the biggest October shopping event ever globally, saving Prime members $1 billion across millions of deals. Despite the early start, overall growth is expected to be modest, with most projections in the low single digits. The National Retail Federation forecasts 2.5% to 3.5% growth, slightly below last year. The sales may reach $989 billion. Salesforce.com predicts a 2% year-over-year increase across all channels, resulting in $1.19 trillion in sales globally. Lingering inflation will force retailers to be more aggressive in attracting crowds to their storefronts and websites. Discounting is evident. Luring buyers into deals in early November also dilutes the impact of the frenzy of past years. Based on consumer surveys in the U.S., U.K., Germany, Australia, and Canada, 3/4 of shoppers plan to do more than half of their holiday shopping online this year. Half expect to visit physical stores. Walking out of the store with a gift in hand may prove prudent, as the shortened season means timely delivery will be an issue. Yet another reason for an early start. Business Insight. The tea lovers on your list are certain to enjoy the more than 100 teas, brewers, and tea-inspired gifts in the annual Tea Journey Gift Guide and Last Minute Gift Guide. These digital catalogs feature between 5 and 10 carefully curated items per category. The magazine's staff scouts the world for unique items to make your choices memorable. Visit www.teajourney.pub. P-U-B, to view. Venerable Thai Food Tea, one of the oldest operating tea brands in England, is in danger of collapse. The Bristol-based company, which employs 100 workers, filed a notice to appoint administrators in November due to declining sales and debt. The sales declined 28% last year as losses increased to £38 million. Founded in Birmingham in 1903 by John Sumner Jr., the tea was marketed as a medicinal blend to aid digestion. The brand derived its name from Mandarin Chinese Da Fu, which describes doctors and medical professionals. Thai Fu is as well known as Tetley's Twinings, Yorkshire, and PG Tips. Thai Fu Chief Executive Officer Dave McNulty told the BBC, the filing will, quote, afford the company some breathing space to explore solutions, end quote. Recent setbacks include vandalism at the company's former factory in Moortown, Merseyside last year. Trespassers occupied the site, causing £24.1 million in losses. McNulty, the former head of Birch Crisp, was a newly appointed CEO, intent on restructuring and securing a viable rescue agreement. McNulty favors a sale of the business. A company release noted, quote, legacy issues have been largely dealt with, and the results of this operational transformation should become evident, end quote. The BBC report stated, quote, the company's losses widened to £38 million from £9.6 million in the year ending September 2023, the most recent results available. The sales fell to £25.3 million from £33.7 million during that period. The brand, owned by Zetland Capital, has hired accountancy EY as administrators to help determine whether the firm should declare bankruptcy. Until 2021, the company was controlled by India-based Apogee Saranda Group, which bought the business from Premier Foods in 2005. The company last declared a profit in March 2017 and has since reported more than £100 million in pre-tax losses. China-based Oriental Rise raised $7 million from its initial public offering in the NASDAQ Capital Market in October, and its share price is trending well above the $4 per share initial offer. The integrated Chinese tea supplier owns 7.2 square kilometers of tea gardens in Fujian Province, where it grows white tea, and additional gardens in Jurong County and Ningde City, where it processes green teas. The company's vertical business model, encompassing cultivation, processing, and sales, is uncommon in China's tea industry. The Ningde Company, founded in 2008, previously filed to offer 3 million shares at $4 per share in March, but appended its IPO to 2 million shares totaling 8 million. Ultimately, the company issued 1.75 million shares at $4 and began trading October 17th. Oriental Rise's stock has since experienced significant activity. On its first trading day, the stock opened at $5.10, a 25% increase from the IPO price, and reached the session high of $10.65 per share, marking a 166% increase. The stock closed at $6 that day, a 50% increase from its IPO price, on a volume of 1.6 million shares. The share price peaked in October on the 22nd at $9.39 per share and is currently steady at around $7. The shares were trading at $6.73 on November 20th for a market cap of about $140 million. Management said it is using the funds to acquire management contracts for some existing tea gardens, construct a new production plant, and acquire new processing equipment. During the fiscal year ending December 31, 2023, the company reported a net income of $11.5 million on revenue of $24 million. The company booked $25 million for the 12 months ending June 30, 2023.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.